If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, gosh.
Who would have thunk it, eh? No.
I'm imagining this narrative,
innit? It's not.
Listen to the Out of Home podcast. The Interior Design Edition. We are back. Ladies and gentlemen, and however you may identify, it's been a while. It is the... Not the awesome foursome.
God bless Nina.
Yes. God bless Nina.
Yes, exactly. Wow, goodness.
Don't know what you've done for us today, yes. Man. Thank you so much.
Yes. No, we'll give you some context. We were, as you know, this is our Out of Home podcast, brought to you by four guys from London sharing inspiring stories of others and their own. Stephen's not with us. He'll be joining us later on tonight for something that we're going to talk to you about. But we were recording, and as Pat and Jokeman often do, 162 episodes in, we were recording the room and not the microphone. So...
Happens actually,
it does,
and I think we can probably say new laptop,
yeah,
new functionalities,
yeah.
So then we had to, you know,
exactly, and now yeah. We're gonna find out this room hasn't got that much echo.
No, not at all, not at all. So, we're here,
we're back on track.
So that's why there's a little bit of bounce and. These men trying to create a false narrative, but we're all good now.
We're not creating a false narrative, man.
So yeah, you know.
We're in this together.
Yes, you know? In Amsterdam as well.
Yeah, exactly.
On the first ever snowy afternoon we've recorded,
it's
right?
Not snowing anymore.
Stop snowing. Are we doing this? Now it's just residue. It's residue.
When we initially started recording.
11 minutes ago.
It was snowing. Now the snow has set. It's not snowing anymore.
In March, though.
Yeah, man. Raining and snowing every day. Even in Hilversum, fam.
I don't understand it. Global warming, it's real. I thought it's spring.
Yeah.
Like,
it should be.
Official start of spring.
It's mid-March next month.
Daffodils.
Next week, yeah.
Dandelions.
I want to say
blossoms.
Lavender.
Blossoms and lavender, maybe. Yeah. And we are seeing snow.
Yeah, big snow. Matting.
It's terrible.
On to the more positive things.
Yeah. Yes, please.
For our new listeners who may have joined us on the Out of Home journey since the film was launched, which, by the way, we've done two screenings of now. Both very, very fun.
Whereabouts?
I can't actually remember. Can you?
Amsterdam and London?
Amsterdam, London.
Is that two different time Amsterdam. Zones?
You was going to say the time zones, you know? Oh, man. Done those. More possibly on the way. If anyone from South Africa, New York, or Lebanon is listening to this and wants to sponsor us for a trip to come and screen the ting, we're very much willing to do so.
Go on. What?
No, you
gonna say it?
No, you can say it. You say it, you little Chubba Chubbs kid, fam. You say it.
What? The official selection?
About South Africa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say it, bruv.
What?
Little baddie.
Little realer. What? No, what is it?
What?
A Laurel, wouldn't it, bro?
Laurel, yeah. The man never got a Laurel.
Laurel level low key, fam.
Laurel low key.
Triple L.
The man never got a Laurel, man.
So what's the context for people listening?
We got an official selection on a film festival that we put Golden Generation for, and it's in South Africa, which is amazing. Man, it's called Real to Reality,
yes,
which is a new festival, and they specialize, or they, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, but they specialize in black talent,
yeah,
and black directors and black films
of the
people, from the diaspora.
Diaspora, yeah, exactly.
Yes,
love that word.
Incredible. I do as well, man. Yeah. I do as well. So yeah, we've got a
lot of positivity. A
lot, man.
And we're doing big things tonight. But, new listeners and old loyalists, it's about that time where every week we come together speaking about some things that made us, you know, I think in the life we lead now, everything's, I'm busy with work, I'm this, I'm that, it's a madness.
True.
And it's important in our segment, what made you smile? What do you call it? Sponsor space goes here. that we take stock, and we have been for a long time. But just taking a pause and reflecting on the last week or period and some of the things that made us smile, I will revert to type. So I will go to anti-clockwise. Can I tell the time?
Anti-clockwise, that way, yeah.
So I will
to your left.
Clockwise. And start with my leathery friend over here. Kieran, take it away. What made you smile?
Yes, I'm wearing leather pants because it's cold outside.
But by the way, it's not a narrative. It's just fact. This is the second time we've had an event recently for Golden GG.
It's a big moment. It's a big moment style, bro.
You know what it is?
Hold on.
It's what you call it. It's Willy Saliba of the trousers game. It's like a big player.
Bro.
Something.
I'm traveling from London, yeah? I've only got so many pants.
No, bro.
I've only got so many pants. No. Do you know what it is?
Stop it, Hollywood. I'm just saying. You're wearing leather, isn't it? That's it. Last time I wasn't there, bro. I'm trying to bask in the glory again, isn't it, fam?
You ain't even there, man. Trying to say you wore him twice. Oh. I see what you're on.
Oh no, okay.
I see. I see what time you're on.
No. Ain't that time. It's friendly time. No demon time. No. But there's a lot of days in between that. What have, I'm not saying that you're that leather bastard. No, you've obviously rotated, didn't it? But sorry, I'm not.
Anyways, it's warm.
Start off swimmingly.
I know.
Oh, great word. I'm not fit shaming.
Anyway, it's cold outside. Need to keep myself warm. And yeah, we do have an event today. But what made me smile is probably like an accumulation of like the last month, I'd say. There's a lot of things that have happened, to be honest with you.
A lot of things.
And I guess like we haven't really spoken about anything apart from GG outside. So there's been bare things that's been happening. I think the last time we actually spoke up before we linked up in Amsterdam the last time was probably November.
Maybe in Yaf's house, isn't it?
Yeah. So a lot of things have happened, a lot of things have changed. But I am gonna keep my What Made You Smile quite centered around the film, what's been happening. And I think for me, it's just like, seeing the impact and like hearing the responses that we've been getting from releasing a film into the world, into the big bad world, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, when was it? January. We've had two screenings, London, Amsterdam. We got to have an event for the first time in our home city with people that, you know what I mean?
First ever.
I know you're like a milestone. people that have been following the podcast for a long time get to finally see us in our hometown, get to see the film up close. We get to talk about it.
Also attracting international revelers off the street.
Yeah, apparently.
No, factual.
That was beautiful.
I love that. We bring the vibe. People passed the location. Shout out to Close Up Cinema, or Up Close Cinema, Close Up,
yeah. Close Up, yeah.
Close Up, and they passed where we were having like the afters of our screening, and they just saw the vibe and they just came in, started making conversation, you know, shout them out as
well. Four or five people,
right? Yeah, from America. So like, yeah, it was dope, man. Like, just being able to touch the community as well. In a way that we said that we wanted to do from the very beginning of this podcast. Like, this film has opened up opportunities to talk to new people, have new opportunities. Even last night, for instance, we were at School to Community. Thank you, Yaf. Invited by School to Community down at Amsterdam Port in the Bijlmer. Bijlmer. And we were able to speak to young people between the ages of like maybe 16 to 23, 24. And it was just like a really amazing and also humbling thing to kind of speak about, like networking, how we got to where we were from our beginning, like our genesis as individuals and in this working space, but also as a group or a band, as the young lady said yesterday.
I love that. Love it.
It plays into Yaf's idea of podcasters being the new rappers and that. But yeah, it's just been a lovely start to the year from a personal perspective, but also like from a collective and like a podcast perspective. Like, we've kind of hit the ground running, and it wasn't just like a splash in the pan. It's a slow sort of like rising, and then we can continue to build on like the foundations that we've set this year. So that's the thing that I think that's been making me smile. I'm gonna go Yeah, continue anti-clockwise or reverse Uno the ting. Nah, joking, I'll go too, yeah.
Nah, appreciate it. Yeah, similar as UK, I feel as though when we first started out at home, didn't really know what we was doing, but we know what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And that was to, I think the word inspire is just overused so much.
Yeah, and sometimes people shouldn't be saying it, should be the people that are inspired.
Yeah.
You understand, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. We knew that we wanted to influence or change the way some people might look at things and just like offer a new perspective. And we first started doing a podcasting. We're what, over 160 episodes deep now. And the launch of the film has allowed us to do other things. And, you know, the screenings that were just mentioned were beautiful moments. It really allowed us to kind of connect with our people even more. But then yesterday, I have to do an honourable shout out to our manager, Abby.
Big shout out to Abby.
Who kindly took us to KFC after, like, yeah. We're, you know, like when your mum takes you to McDonald's or KFC back in the day.
Shopping or something.
Yeah. Shouts out to her for connecting the dots for us. Yeah, just allowed us this opportunity. And I say allow because I feel as though you have to be really careful in terms of what type of people you bring to speak to younger people.
Yeah.
I think that's like, there's a certain responsibility that comes with that. And yesterday, I just felt very honored and inspired myself to have even been asked to come and do that.
Yeah.
Because we've all got a journey, we've all got a story, we've all done stuff. And I think it just is it's a beautiful thing to be able to share some of those nuggets with other people.
Mm.
And, you know, regardless of what we all do for work, the cool shit, the bad shit, how much we get paid, none of that matters. I think the most important thing is like being in that room, chatting to like 30 young people and all of them coming up to you after and just like going deeper into those conversations.
That was really cool.
You know?
Yeah. That was really cool.
That's for me is just that, I don't think we really had a moment to process that because we've got something else again today.
Yeah.
But that's just a beautiful thing. And I feel as though we can do more of that.
Yeah, man, definitely.
So that's what made me smile. And by the way, we'll talk a lot more about some of the things we've alluded to, but I'm teasing.
Mm.
But I'll pass over to Kwan.
No, thank you. Yeah, like I said, like I've been very excited like that the band is getting back together. I was almost so excited I actually was going to write like I'm a 12-year-old on 23rd of Christmas. On 23rd December, only two more sleeps. Like I was about to write that, I was like, you know what, let me try and catch myself because the man never gonna use that against me at some point. No, but
you're so funny, bro.
But ridiculous, actually. But like I really like Yaf said, like it really was like not pure. I don't say, but it was very nice to just to speak to people that have the whole life ahead of them. You understand? And are looking at you like raw, and then I feel like our words resonated with them. Because they were asking a lot of questions outside of after the chat, and then I was alluding to it before, but I do want to get the point across. Like in the creative industry in life, we often talk about simplifying things, right?
Yeah.
But I'm kind of intrigued by like reductionism, and when you have a talk or in certain events, you might have accolades before, but when you walk in that room and you speak to that person, you're just a person on that couch with a microphone or not, right?
Yeah.
And then whatever you say, the person will either be impressed or not. I think for the most part, we impress people and we intrigue people. And I just find it funny. I got to say this again. But like, when like Beyonce in the weekend, they enter on stage, they might come through the ground or through like pyrotechnics, big firework networks, big fireworks, or like a machine, they drop onto they descend onto the stage.
Yeah.
But then when they leave, they would use their two legs, isn't it, bro? Like,
bye.
Like, it's like, kind of like that. It's like,
it's true.
Yeah, you might be out of form, might have done this. And but people were like, no, these are just four guys. Like, what are they saying, innit?
Yeah.
I would like to think, and I think we did by the impact, and we'll see tonight, because a lot of the attendees are coming to the event tonight.
Mm.
We made some impact, and it was just really nice to see. I think it was the first time we really spoke in a concentrated manner to a young demographic.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people like ourselves or a little bit older.
That's true.
So, and just basically just gave them some, like, cheat codes and some advice on what to do, but also just knowledge on our stories and letting them know that everyone has a story, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where you're from. Yeah. If you're from Groningen or Dordrecht or Amsterdam, tell your story. Mm. See what happens. Mm. So,
yeah.
I think the cool thing is as well is we need to find a replacement word for young people. But
well, you say we're experienced. Yeah, you can't call them inexperienced people, can you?
The young G's, man.
Yeah. The young G's.
The people them.
Oh, we're really uncles.
When we're speaking to the people them, sure. It's people them from Amsterdam. Yeah. Like, we're from London, bro.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? So like, just the whole context that is missing before we start speaking is just funny. Like we're just four joke men, all from London. Yeah. Everyone's like, what the fuck have these jokers got to say? Do you know what I mean? Like, why are these London men here, bruv? Like, what's going on here?
No, trust me.
I find that quite funny anyway.
Well, that's what one of the guys said. He said,
Like,
how come these guys from London are here? Like, intrigued, like, what's going on? And then I guess he found out.
Nofi, right?
Yeah,
he did say that. That's actually so funny because I was sat in there and I was like, I was paying attention intently, couldn't understand the word that was saying, Dutch, but they were speaking Dutch. Yeah, but I'm like, I kind of felt what they were.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I know that sound might sound a bit strange.
No, but
I know what you mean.
I kind of felt what they were saying. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, so it was like, okay, like I get what they're saying, sort of thing. But it was really nice to just sit there and speak about our journeys and give like keys, like and knowledge back to the young G's them. Because like I don't think there was many. I was speaking to a friend of mine called Dammy. Big shout out to Dammy. Ooh, I was gonna say her last name because I was gonna make a differentiation between Dammy and Damola. But got it right there. But we were talking earlier on today actually, and she was just saying how like the younger generation has like Not that they've got it easier, but they've got more access to like people like us. And I was like, yeah, you're kind of right. Because when I think about like when I first joined into the industry, when you first came into the industry, maybe when you also came, because you was in there.
Many eons before.
But like there was probably like one or two people that you could like reach out to.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was a woman called Jai. Big shout out to Jai. He now lives in LA, but... there wasn't anyone else.
But do you think you and Dammy, do you not think that's because we just weren't aware of the... I definitely think there's more representation.
Yeah.
But do you think that's because we weren't aware of some of the job titles and functions? Like we didn't even know who to look out for, what to look out for.
I think this was when this... And granted, this is once I got into the industry. But I think at that point, I still kind of had an understanding of who was doing what. And I think there wasn't anybody at like senior level that I could look at and be like, and if they were, they were like maybe one or two people. Do you know what I mean? They weren't doing things that like say what we're doing, what Guap have been doing as well for a very long time. And like where you're coming together as like collectives and as people to give back to your communities and tell people exactly how you think you can move and give the keys or codes to the younger generation and be like, all right, cool, you can take this and leave it, but this is what we think. You know what I mean? There wasn't much of that, I think, growing up.
That's fair.
It's interesting.
Well, this episode is going to try and solve for some of that. So we had this conversation yesterday, which was about 20 minutes long. Then the questions and answers were almost like 20 minutes themselves. But we wanted to focus this episode on, I guess, extending the conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not going to be an episode on life lessons from out of home, but we're going to just talk about a few bits and pieces as it relates to connecting with people, being strategic, and seeing how that can work in your favor. Are we experts? Definitely not. But, you know, we've done a few bits and pieces. We've worked for some reputable brands. Mm-hmm. We've managed to, I guess, carve things out of nothing with out of home with a shoestring budget. So I guess we just wanted to talk about some of those experiences and lay them all out on an episode. So we didn't, in typical out of home fashion, we haven't necessarily spoken about the structure of the conversation, but I think a good place to start is around, and we kind of spoke about it yesterday, is that initial perception of, let's say, networking with people and how, especially in our community, when you grow up in, I think most inner city places around the world, there's this notion of not wanting to be vulnerable to enough to reach out to someone. Yeah, you don't want to be a big friend, or I don't want to give my, I don't want to boost my man's ego.
So
I think that's a good place to start, and then we kind of just take the conversation.
Yeah, man, it's really interesting, isn't it? Like, when if you were to cast your mind back to when you were like younger and wanting to kind of like, I don't know, understand or get into some sort of thing, you might be like, oh, like, I don't want to feel like I don't know. Like, I don't want to feel like I don't know the thing that I'm trying to get into. Maybe that's just a personal thing for me. And so it'd be like, if I ask someone a question, or if I ask somebody how to do something, they might look at me and be like, oh, why is this guy just asking bare questions? Or why does this person want to know for certain things?
What do they want?
What do they want, you know? And I think it's like, it does take a lot. It does take a lot to ask the question. It does take a lot to say, I don't know how to do this. You know what I mean? Even us as like big adults, like it also takes a lot to just be like, can you help me with this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think like it's really important for anybody, like whether you're starting out or not, to recognize where you need like help, because as we've all found out, especially in this last project, you can't do anything alone, and you need certain people that have certain like skill sets or expertise. For instance, like someone that does sound, or someone that like is able to bring people together, a producer, or like even if you're putting a book together, you might need somebody that's going to proofread your thing. Like you need, there's always like somebody that is part of a process that's going to be able to help you to elevate further. And I think like it's really important that like you are able to ask, because I guess when we were younger, I don't know if it might have come across like corny if you asked. That's the stigmatism, I guess, isn't it? Like, bro, like, why are you asking me for?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You're some neek.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I just want knowledge.
Thirsty for
experience.
Maybe they didn't have the answers for that question as well. Like, if you could help me, maybe there was only certain things you could ask for and get, not help, but like the desired, oh, I want to figure out this. Okay, cool. Here's this, and go and do that. If you read between the lines of what I'm trying to say without saying too much, it's like there wasn't enough people to even give you the knowledge that you might have needed to get to a different place.
I do think it's a confidence thing as well.
Yeah, big time.
And, you know, like, I'm not going to name this significant 19-year-old person in my life, but they know who they are.
Excellent.
Like, we'll be in the car and I'm playing a tune, and this person won't even ask me for the name tune, they'll just Shazam it.
Shazam, yeah.
And it's like, there is also this culture of, I don't know where it came from, but, you know, let me try and find out as much info as I can up front, seem like I know it before I...
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I take that vulnerable step of talking to people. So I think technology works to our advantage, but also to our disadvantage as well.
I don't actually mind that take as well. Although there are two, I don't know how many schools of thoughts there are, but there's two that comes to mind, right? There's the school of thought of, let me do as much research on my own to see if I even like this thing and see where I can get to and then ask. Or then there's the school of thought of like, I think I like this thing. Let me go find somebody to ask.
Yeah.
I think both of them work very well, because I think in asking first, you might get cheat codes and a fast track into something that you didn't even think you could. I think if you're doing the groundwork yourself, you get to really like play with something and the information and not get like pushed into whatever someone else is going to dictate for you. Do you know what I mean? So I think there's a nice balance of like maybe finding something else, but also asking. Because that's why I feel like when you're going into something, like ask or have a mentor or something like that, I think that's really dope.
I also think there's a beauty in not knowing and finding out, innit? Like even yesterday, last week or so, me and May have been playing the game. We used to do it a while ago, but I'm a neek.
You guys in your games like, funny, you know?
No, but this is quite innocent.
He's like, the cutest guy.
I just want no one's getting dissed. It's like a geography game.
Yeah.
May watch loads of YouTube videos where it's like, name countries, three countries with an L. And I'm like,
go on, then.
Well, now,
yeah,
Latvia,
Lithuania,
and what do you call it, Lesotho?
Okay, Lesotho,
yeah. Lesotho. Yeah, okay, so many countries, isn't it? So that, but like, I was other times, I'll be thinking, oh, I didn't get the G, Guatemala.
Yeah,
she'll be like, are you on your phone? I'm like, no, because I'm trying to rack my brain. Because I shouldn't. You understand?
Yeah,
it?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
there's a beauty in that, and but because I think so many times you can be like, oh, what's the answer? Let's go to Google in 2.2 seconds, isn't it? It's like, let's try and...
Yeah, exercise your brain a little bit.
If you don't know, there's a beauty in, like you say, asking. There's a beauty in both ways, but I just think that, like you say, information is so readily at our fingertips, we can be a little bit spoiled sometimes, isn't it?
So what are we saying? Are we saying that we agree with the research up front, or like, is it a hybrid approach?
Yeah, both, really.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. The thing that I think I said yesterday was like, and it was around the whole networking and reaching out to people. My point was, if you have an opportunity to like find out what your interests are, then your questions can be more pointed to the person that you're actually going to reach out to. Mm-hmm. If you don't necessarily know, you might not have the right questions, or you'll have questions, but they might just be like starter questions. You know, if you've like played around and say for instance, like you want to become a music producer, and you've had a little bit of experience of maybe putting beats together, but then you're getting stuck at a certain point. If you reach out to a producer, you can be like, "Oh, there's this thing that I'm stuck with. How can I increase the, I don't know, bass in this kick, for instance?" It's a specific question, isn't it? You might, if you've never done that but you're interested, you could go to a producer and be like, what digital audio workspace should I use? It's a completely different question, but they still have benefits in it. So I think, like, for me, either or kind of works for me.
I also want to make the point that this conversation isn't just towards the young G's.
No, of course not. Of course.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in their 20s, in their 30s that are maybe questioning what they're doing and trying to explore other avenues. I do think that COVID separated us a lot. And the lockdown made us get into habits of not really reaching out to people, you know? So I feel...
Okay.
Go on.
That's true. But in our case, it made us reach out to more people, wouldn't it? With in-house sessions and stuff, I mean.
True, but then I think we can all probably say that, I might have missed things that were happening with you personally and with Kieran and vice versa.
Yeah.
I think that's just because we became so enclosed in our own worlds. But as the world's opening up, snow's outside, I feel as though we should really try and embrace, anyone should really try and embrace these moments of human connectivity and just being curious about what people do. I think one of the biggest things when it comes to networking and making connections is that you might meet someone who, I don't know, builds cars or builds trains, and you're like, it's not my industry. This person can't add any value to me. But you never know, that person might be able to, that person might be best friends with a creative director, someone who founded an agency or something like that, and can co-sign you and put you on. Yeah. So I think like this whole transactional element of, okay, this person does this, I'll talk to them, they're going to put me on. I think it's just about being curious and connecting with good people. People that you gravitate towards.
And I even think sometimes it could be random. It's not even like someone's job or their connection to somebody. It could be, I build trains, but I know a lot about 1985 hip hop breakbeats. Like, it could be a passion, isn't it? So like, you might think the music friend, but the music friend could make trip hop, and this person, train builder, is deep into their, you understand? Like,
yeah.
I love finding out people's interests, isn't it? And I think I said it earlier, it's really nice people have interests of their own, maybe something that you weren't used to. Maybe it's a certain type of genre, maybe a certain type of sport, like a paddle, if you will. But it's really nice when you learn something, it's like, right, this person's really into that, isn't it, fam? Like, and I'm not, but I have so much respect for their passion, isn't it? Like, whatever it is, like, and that's what makes us really, like, unique and different, you understand? Like, having, you know, like me, what do I love? Not anyway, I love a lot of things.
Oh, you love a lot of things,
love,
man.
Yeah, we love a lot of things, really. But, sorry.
Shouts out to Paddle.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think one of the sickest things, Kieran dropped this mad quote yesterday.
Yeah. What was it? Ask for advice, you get a job. Ask for a job, you'll get, is it get advice?
Yeah.
No,
I think it's the job one first.
Yeah. Ask for a job, you'll get advice. Ask for advice, you'll get a job. Mm. Is basically.
Can you break that down a little bit? And why you meant that?
Yeah, I feel like, so sometimes when we look for, when we're younger or when we're looking for certain things, we think that once we get into a room with somebody that has a specific job.
Got to your elevator pitch.
Yeah, this is what I do, and can you give me a job? They'll probably just be like, oh, like, well,
I don't know you.
Yeah, like, here's some things that you can potentially do. Like, have you figured out this? Da, 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 da. But I feel like if you approach someone that has that elevated position with, like, you know, like, hey, I'm working on this project here. I'm doing this and I've got stuck here. Is there any way that you could help me figure this thing out? You're leaning onto the expertise of the person that you're coming to, and we're all human, man. We love a little ego rub sometimes, and I think when you, like, appeal to that human nature of somebody, they're more likely to be like, yeah, sure, I'll help you. That might then turn into a relationship of, you know, like, oh, this person's working on their thing. Oh, I know someone else that can help you build this out together. And then later on down the line, you're like, oh snap, there's that kid that was working on a film, he put it out. I'm looking for somebody that can build a narrative. Yo, there's a job here. It might not come straight away, that's not what I'm saying, but later on down the line, you've already worked with this person because all you did was ask for advice. But when you're coming to, oh, give me a job, you got any jobs for me, it's like, well, I don't know what I can give to you right now, you know what I mean? And I think when you approach that aspect of, like, networking with, I'm already working on something, would you be able to help me here? And those two things align, like, in terms of, like, industry or whatever it is, some people are just more likely to be like, yeah, sure, I can help you. It's happened to me many a times where I've been in a situation where I've been like, okay, like, I'm sorting this out. I get introduced to somebody, I tell them what I'm working on, they introduce me to someone else, that person puts me on a job, and then I get another job with the other person like a year later. Do you know what I mean? And it's like the situation I'm in right now in, like, real life, like, that's helped me massively because I've just been able to, like, ask for help or advice in certain areas, and then later on down the line, like, reap the benefits of just having that connection with somebody. So that's why I say that's the saying that I dropped, or the quotable.
Stephen had a point yesterday around adding value to someone, like understanding what value,
that's why I said
you can bring to them, doing your homework a little bit, understanding, like, what does that person need, or what are they missing, or what makes them tick. I think that was quite important to chat about as well, because you don't just want to go into something blindly. And in the same way that you should research what you're into, what your passions are, you should research or try and find out information about the person that you're aiming to connect with. If it's someone of a certain status and job title, because a lot of people, time is their most limited resource.
This is the thing,
and you don't want to waste people's time.
Right.
Like, we've all had conversations where you speak to someone and 5 minutes into the conversation, you're just like, this isn't... You know, like, this isn't going to do anything for me, and that's, like, again, when you've got very limited time, that's a trap or feeling that a lot of us can fall into.
Yep.
You know, because in the back of your mind, you think about all the stuff you got to do, what's happening tomorrow, what's happening in 2 hours. So I think it's very important to frame those conversations and to make sure that you demonstrate what potential value you can add, but then also make it clear what you want out of the conversation as well. Because I think a lot of people approach conversations and then there's not really a clear request. No. I think it's very important to outline what you need or what you want, you know, because I think a lot of those times the person's like, all right, good to know you. And it's I don't understand why you set up this chat.
Yeah.
So I think being intentional is very important
I was going to, that's actually a really good point, because I think like, I was thinking about like some of those conversations that I may have had earlier on in my career where you're like, you get introduced to someone, but you haven't necessarily done the homework or like haven't seen this as an opportunity. And then you've just had a conversation and you're like, they're like, all right, thanks. But then you haven't maybe not followed up, or you haven't had like a, so this is where I need you, or here's what advice can you give me, blah, 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 blah. And you know what, when I say ask for someone for advice, it shouldn't be like, what advice can you give me? It should be like intentional advice, like, what advice can you give me on this piece of thing? And I think that plays back into what Steven's saying, what you're saying now, is that like, you need to, like, what's the value exchange between the two people? Because as you said, like, we're all busy. We're all fucking busy. Mm. Life, work, more life and more work. Family.
Gym,
all of that stuff. Like,
mental well-being.
All of it, man. And if we're not like being intentional with our time, then we're not going to be able to like help you out. You
know, I think homework's a very important one. It kind of made me think of, how do I apply that now?
Yeah.
And
how do you?
If I have an event or I have a meeting with an athlete or an entertainer, whatever, always look at like, okay, what were their most recent results? Mm-hmm. What are they achieving outside of sport? Or if it's an entertainer, like what TV program are they working on?
So you have a framework for how you approach those conversations.
So I can reference that in conversations. Yeah. I can speak to someone like, oh, I saw you're working on this. Like, what's it about? Mm. And then they might say, I'm working on a series that brings artists and athletes together. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, what kind of athletes did you have in mind? I can reach out to a few. And then immediately there's like, you've sparked their interest, because then you've shown like a value there. And then most importantly, if you follow up and you come through for them, that's a solid connection established. But wouldn't have been possible if you didn't do your homework and known, oh, this person's working on this or this person's working on that. So I always find it important to ask of people, like, what are they working on? Or what are you excited about that you're going to try and do this year?
That's nice.
And then like, see how you could potentially help something along the way with that.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't matter the level, but like, people always appreciate the time you've taken to read up or do some research about the minute. Because I think sometimes a lot of people, especially in big places, they can feel like a commodity, innit? And if you take a genuine interest into what they're doing, it's like, raw. Cool, I appreciate that, innit? You understand? And it's like, I think it's, sorry, I don't know what I'm getting at, but it's like, I was speaking earlier today to someone that I met at an event me and Stephen threw in October, during Black History Month in the UK. And we had a catch up for the first time. He's at a university in London. And then I was like, one time I had an internship at a magazine. And so I was joining in January. So I bought October. I bought the last three issues. And I came to the homework, right? I came to the first day with the last three issues. And they were like, oh, you bought the last three issues. I was like, why wouldn't I? Like, I need to make sure I know what's going on in it.
Yeah, so
it's like, but that shows a vested interest, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm willing to do the, it cost a lot of money back then for a young student. So I was sent yesterday, I messaged to him, little things like Yaf was saying can make a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah,
like
showing
that you care or you go the extra mile, it can really get you somewhere, right? Like, or it might just be like, we both like the same thing.
It's true, man. It's very true. And I guess we're looking at this from maybe from a corporate perspective, but like, I think some of this stuff also holds true, like, when you're hustling as yourself as well. Like, you have, in actual fact, probably more so, like, you have to be able to have these conversations and have these connections and be vulnerable enough to ask these people. So I wouldn't say that this stuff's just for anyone that's trying to get into or working within corporate spaces, but like, anybody that's out there, like, you got to be able to speak, you got to be able to show willing, you got to be able to, like, sometimes take the rough with the smooth, but also be like, able to adapt and pivot as well. So I think all of this stuff that we're speaking about is like valuable for everybody, to be honest with you.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to say that because we've spoken a lot about, I guess, approach and how to try and connect with people. Mm. Do you guys have any real life examples of moments, conversations, meetings where you could maybe break down why you think they worked or didn't work?
Real life examples of how like reaching out to someone worked? I mean, I think something that I mentioned yesterday just popped into my mind. And I think along the journey of, you know, reaching out to people, you got to be ready for negativity because you're going to hear no. You're going to hear no.
A lot,
especially when you're starting out, when you haven't got like maybe the credibility or the experience, you're going to hear no. And I think this might not, I'm going to get around to maybe answering your question, yeah? But this is what just pops into my mind. It's like, you got to be ready and willing to be like, hear that and be like, all right, cool, I got to move on. Because you have to have thick skin when you're going after the thing that you want, you know, because there's going to be a lot of hurdles and a lot of like challenges that are before you that are going to deter you and are going to make you turn around and say, you know, I don't want to do this no more. But a real life example of like asking I'm one of those people that don't, I never used to like asking for help. I ain't gonna lie. I do a lot of things in silo, and that's because a lot of the time, when I was younger, I figured out I could do a lot of things by myself, and I do it to the standard that I knew I was comfortable with. And if I let myself down, it was cool. Like I didn't have to feel like someone else did.
Yeah.
But I think with what's been happening recently in my life, I can't do everything by myself. Like, the situation with my job and whatever, like I have to ask people for help. Like I have to reach out. Like, yo, can you help me do this? Can you do it? Can you spend a little time on this work? Because I can't split my brain nine ways. Exactly. You know, like I need to have it in this one space.
Yeah.
Delegate some work over there. This is your deadline. Like, and I know that's not me trying to network and get further, but in order for me to get further, I need to like ask people to join this thing and help me. So I think that maybe in another kind of way that answers your question.
No, it does. Yeah. It does. How about you, Kwams?
What's the question again? Sorry.
Basically like a good or a bad example of networking.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it can be little things. Like I say it as a joke now, but sometimes at my other workplace especially, some people, you meet someone for the first time, and they spend the next 45 seconds like talking you up, innit? And it's like, raw, no pressure, innit? This person has this opinion of you. It's like, once again, it's reductionism. I'm a person, innit?
With
a nose, which is sometimes big. You know what I mean? Like, innit? Like, that's a little thing. But so sometimes your reputation can precede you, innit? In a good way, in a bad way. And then so sometimes what can be really positive is when you meet someone during like such a simple moment, even like meeting you, Kieran, and speaking about
such a great moment.
And it's like, yeah, well, you know,
I remember that, how I met all of you, like,
and then have, and then no, but like, you know, like having a chat about this, about what we could set up together.
Yeah,
and I'll be like, I got to get back to you. And you say, I got back to you. I'm going to I'm traveling in August. So where are you going? So I'm going to Toronto. I said, when? I said, I'm going to carry on. I was like, nah, so already.
We're
networking something totally different, isn't it? Mm. But now we find that we've got interest.
Me
and Yaf would like only catch each other like during like club nights at Babita Zoo when they're playing rampant reggaeton or big hip hop beats, isn't it?
What, you guys just like make your way out of the woodwork and just meet each other in the middle of the floor and
bump into each other
and then be having conversations.
Couple Heinekens, you know, the man them are waiting for their drinks. That's a deep convo.
Questions about like social politics.
That's so jokes.
Yeah, bro. It's like you realize that your friends, but because of friends,
yeah.
But then you two have your own personal relationship.
Do you know how beautiful it is? It's beautiful, man. It's beautiful that everyone had their own like friendship going on before this actually
happened.
Yeah,
for sure, fam.
It's
for
beautiful,
sure,
bro.
For sure.
And I guess like through networking, we've been able to create this podcast be able to like touch other people and give them like, go on.
And we've been able to create our own networks. Like I said yesterday,
literally.
Like everyone has a story. Our story is that we went to that event, but their story is that, oh yeah, those these people come in. Oh yeah, I remember these brothers. I saw them Amsterdam support a couple months ago, wasn't it? Like, and I was saying yesterday, like if any of these young people them grow up to be like, what do you call it? Like prodigies.
Yeah,
we can say be like, oh yeah, I met them when they were 17. He'd be like, liar. Like, no, that's our story, isn't it?
Hey, but before we go though, shout out to us, by the way. Shout out to us for recognizing like people and like putting out.
Oh yes,
you get me, because I wanted to say like a big shout out to Guap, Ibrahim. And also Vamp.
Yep. Forbes under 30.
Forbes under 30. And also Shani.
Joshua Boatsy.
Joshua Boatsy. And like just people that we've just been rocking with over the couple of years.
Kyle Saka.
Yeah, you know I'm saying.
Victor Omerson.
They're doing bits, man. And I feel like, if you ever want to go back and listen to those like moments where we've managed to network successfully. They're good conversations, man. They're good conversations to have.
Yeah, and hit us up in our socials. I think, like, obviously, we need to get better at answering. We do answer. We're a bit slow, but we need to get better at the speed of response. But if anyone has any questions for us, please, like, just hit us up, man. Like, we want to use our Instagram as a way to interact with people who we might not be able to meet face to face all the time. So, any questions, any queries, any stories that you want to share with us, please hit us up, man. Kieran, who have we been listening to?
You've been listening to the Out of Home Podcast with your boys, Kieran, Yaf, Stephen, and Kwame. Big shout out to everybody, and we'll speak to you real soon.
More life.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.